Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm your host, Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And today, you finally have a one-on-one with us, you guys. Yeah. It's been a minute.
It's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks, has it?
Yeah.
The last one we filmed with NLE was like three weeks ago. So, yeah.
So we haven't been here by ourselves in a while, but we definitely have a lot to talk about today.
Right. We got a lot of fucking tea, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of tea. And
it's a lot.
I posted on Twitter and I was like, I have posted the screenshot of us on FaceTime. You were like, and I was like, we have so much to talk about. And people are like, please talk about this.
You ever see that meme where it's just like, you don't have anything to live for, and then you talk to your best friend, and then it's nothing but tea? And I'm like, I have a reason to live again. That's literally how I feel every time. You heal me a little bit every time I talk to you.
Thanks. You heal me too. Psych, bitch. Y'all, she getting spicy. She got brown on.
Oh, yeah. If y'all
don't know.
If y'all don't know, brown is the color. We always argue every episode. And one day we'll probably edit all of those episodes that we argue out and put them on Patreon one of these days.
Yeah, we've actually edited out like 3 major arguments on
this show.
Because
y'all don't need to see all that shit all the time.
Our business. Stay out of our business.
Stay out of our business.
But what's up? What's going on
Speaking
with your
of arguments,
week?
Talk about yours.
Should I start?
Not till my week. Honestly, I've been having a lot of steam to let off lately. My boyfriend's been, okay, so.
He's been pissing me off.
Okay, look, I'm like, do we even really like our boyfriends?
We talk shit about them every episode. No, we love
it's
them.
Really
we love
just
them.
Girl talk catching up, honestly. Yeah. But no, so you know, like, since he's been out here, he's been staying with me. Like, I've had this new apartment 3 months.
Yeah.
And before, when he would come out here for work, stay here for like 3 months at a time, he would be at a hotel. And I would love that because it's like a little bit of luxury every time. You know, I'm like, I get to get out of my
Dingy hole.
My ghetto abode back in the day. So I used to get out of that and be like, I'd be in like a little staycation all the time. But now it's like, we're not at that hotel no more. We're at my house.
Which is the staycation now.
Yeah. My place is always clean. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's always nice. And it's just like,
it's pissing you off. It's like, clean up.
It's the little shit that really is. look. It is pissing me off. It's like the little shit, like, you know, like leaving like a bottle cap like on the thing and like leaving the like the trash right by the trash can or like not putting shit right back where it belongs. And I'm just like, I've been trying to, because we haven't been, you know, like, we've been really great. We haven't been arguing. So I've been trying to, like, okay, so.
Like, not take it there because it's not worth
it. Yeah, exactly, because it don't be worth the little arguments. But I'm like, this is where this belongs. And, like, so I recently kind of just was, like, slamming the cabinets.
Really?
Because, like, closing them, because that's what you're supposed to do afterwards. Right. And, like, putting your vitamin bottles back in the little vitamin area.
Right.
So he said something. He was like, he drank out of the orange juice, and he was like, I caught him, and I just stared, and he was just like, oh, I'm sorry. And I just, I asked him, I was like, how does it feel, you know, like, while we're finally, like, kind of being together? He was like, I don't be acting like that when we at my house in New York. And I was like, to put it in the lamest terms, when I come to your house, you expect me to kind of, like,
straighten up.
Clean it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, when you come to my house, I expect you to keep it clean.
That's exactly,
that is the simplest way to put it.
That, literally last week, what did I say? That was the exact argument we had. And I was just like, when I come to your house, I clean up after you and I clean up after me. I don't want to clean up after me and you when you come to my house.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know? Like, and it's like, there's certain things that I genuinely do not mind doing. Like, I really am by nature just like, I want to keep my shit comfortable. I want to keep my shit clean. I want, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind. I told you, like, how I grew up. My mom literally will cut my dad's sandwiches in squares and triangles and hearts and circles if you want that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind nurturing and catering to a man, but it's just like, we're grown. This is going to be a two-way street. And if you can't do that, I was like, get to step it. I felt like Martin. I was like, out of here.
I'm crying. Yeah, and it's so petty, but, like, that shit really does, like, grind gears.
And it's just like, so when I finally did address it, and I honestly do feel a little bad because it's like, you know what I recently thought about, and I recently went down a rabbit hole on TikTok of this girl taking care of her man who's in a wheelchair, and like just completely like loving like till death do us part. I don't even think they married. They like girlfriend and boyfriend type shit. This man needs to marry her, but it really made me look at it like, because he has one. He has one. He's still like hopping on. He has a little boot on. Everybody's seen like he has a little boot on because he tore his Achilles. So I'm like, I have to be like a little like lenient and understanding towards that. But like this girl be having to like pull the wheelchair out. She has to like pick his ass up. She puts him on her back when they're climbing upstairs.
I'm sorry. It's not funny.
She put, like literally puts him on her back, puts it like climb up the stairs, does all of this shit for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I a strong enough bitch to do that?
I'm not.
I don't think I am.
Like, I love you, but I would have like a helper. Like,
yes.
Somebody help.
I would need some type of help.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Yeah. I definitely understand. You know, I just had that same argument last week, but it's just like small shit. It's not worth the arguments. It's not worth it. It's just like, just please, like as a grown ass man, have a little bit of consideration.
Yes.
And pick up after yourself. Like, please.
Yes. That should be like a little bit of like a little bit of decorum goes into like staying with someone. And it's just like, I will say when I'm at his place sometimes, it's already a little messy, so I might engage in the mess a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? But my place, everything has order.
Right.
So be a part of it. He was like, I feel like I'm in. A, he was like, I'm in a dictator's house. I'm in tires, like a tire, all type of shit. I was like, I'm sorry, baby. I'm just.
Yeah.
So he bought flowers. He tried to clean up. I felt bad. Him wobbling around, like, trying to like organize.
And picking up after myself.
And my floor is concrete, so like lately I've been seeing like when water stays on it too long.
Yeah. Turns white, right?
Turns like a little, it turns darkish gray. So I had to be like, make sure you wipe your feet after you get out of the shower, motherfucker. Just little things like that. But other than that, everything's been great. It's been fine. Like, I love when he's there. I hope that he feels the same.
Right. I mean, and, y'all gotta get used to it. So.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like I'm like, I think that he feels like in LA, it's more like a vacation for him, but the maid ain't coming every other day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the maid right now. So it's like, pick up behind yourself, because I'm not, hey, maid.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, maid.
But what else going on with me before we get into you? Oh, I got my car towed. Okay, I need to be more like this shit like this. When shit like this happens, I really turn into an adult for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'm like,
See, she got her glasses on.
Exactly, because I have no more contacts. So
she's serious now.
I'm serious. I'm a full-fledged adult right now. But like, literally, I got my car towed, and I had to spend over $5,000 yesterday.
Oh my god!
And my mom literally, I said this on Instagram. My mom was in the DMs and was like, "That's pathetic. You're pathetic."
I mean, you're not pathetic. I mean, it has happened to us all. I've gotten my license taken for in LA. It's like, it's really easy to get tickets and really easy to get in trouble out here.
Yes.
But once I got my license taken away, I learned my lesson and I haven't messed up since.
So this happened to me a long time ago, like 6-7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was staying with Lindsay at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know how in LA you just be in between houses, you be in between apartments, you waiting for another apartment 2 weeks from now. So I was staying at Lindsay's place. I was in between jobs. And all I really damn near had was my car.
Yeah.
And my car got towed because my license was expired. I mean, my registration was expired. I had about 20 tickets.
Yeah.
All that shit was adding up to about $5,000.
Yeah.
The same amount that it was added to this time, but I had no money in my bank account.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I can say this time is that I'm thankful that I had the money to be able to do it and not stress. Because I remember the last time I was stressing. I was hitting it. I was like, I'm going to pay you back. Can you borrow? Can I borrow $50? Can I do this? Can I do that? I didn't want to ask Lindsay for it because I'm at your house. I'm not about to ask you for no money, too. But it makes me feel like I'm too grown to be having to deal with shit like that. But then I think about it, I'm like, bro, LA is a lot harder. Because I didn't think about that. Because a lot of people don't have to experience the ticket situations
that we do. They don't have to experience a lot of stuff. They don't even pay the rent that we pay.
Exactly.
Like, to live here. Our cars are more expensive. Our food is more expensive. The places we go is more expensive. So it's like, you'll feel like I'm immature and I'm childish for like being in this situation. But like, literally, it's hard out here. Like,
it is. And my insurance recently expired in February. And you know how much they were trying? That's why I was like, it was a whole bunch. I had to get a whole bunch. I had to pay all them tickets off. I had to get my registration. I had to get new insurance. Why the hell? Because I move, my insurance was trying to say, if I needed insurance today, it would be $1,500 a month. I was like, are y'all smoking dick?
My insurance is $500 a month.
Yeah, I'm like, you got a Tesla. Did they tell you anything about your car, your insurance?
My insurance is $530, and one person quoted me
He insane. Said somebody quoted him 1400. They can't hear him.
No, they'll be fine. So somebody quoted him 1400, mm-hmm. which is insane to me. Yeah. I was like, no, you have to be smoking dick. I think I want to fight you. I want to find where you're at. Because I thought that was extremely disrespectful.
Girl, I was literally on the phone with my freaking health insurance today because they're trying to charge me over $1,000 for some shit that they did wrong. And I'm like, bro, it's like, I can't win. Like, I can't do anything.
And you way ahead of the game with health insurance because I'm still on Medicaid.
Oh, no, I'm done with that. I'm done with Kaiser. Y'all, if y'all got Kaiser, get off them. They do not care about your health. They will let you die. So, no.
I'm crying.
I'm changing.
Well, who are you going to? Because I'm going to do that, too.
I don't know yet. We'll get on it. We'll get on it. We're like, so who are you going to for health insurance,
No,
girl?
Remember when I texted her yesterday, I was like, who are you going to car insurance? She ignored it and sent me a TikTok. I was like, who are you going to for car insurance? I was in a fucking time crunch.
I know. I'm like, my bad, guy. No. But Vanessa, just adult things. Adult
I know,
things.
Just adult. It's really just literally just like adult things you just got to do. You
and
know
stay on
saying?
Top of that type of stuff, y'all. It's really easy to fall behind. But once you fall behind, it is so hard to catch up. So that is the advice from this whole conversation is be on top of your shit for real. Your credit matters. What you pay matters. You don't want to lose your license. You don't want to fuck up shit. Like, it took me years to get good enough credit to pretty much get whatever I want and do whatever I want. And like, you don't want to screw it up.
And, okay, I'm going to be off of this afterwards. But my credit dropped like 30 points because when I moved, I put everything on my Amex and I did not know. These are things that are growing pains. I did not know that I had to pay off Amex every single month. You know, with certain credit cards, you could do like a little statement.
You set up a payment, set up automatic payments.
Yeah, but you have to, with Amex, you have to pay it off. But now I'm a Sky Miles member, like a Super Zone, whatever it's called, because I put so much on that card.
I'm not going to lie, my Amex is pretty high right now.
Yeah, bro, I'm like, I am going to pay this off. So, y'all, subscribe to that Patreon.
If you want to buy some merch.
subscribe to the Patreon, buy some merch. We're going to have some new merch dropping soon. We actually,
We have an idea. We want to do tote bags. So let us know what you think down below in the comments about our tote bags, if you guys would buy them from us. We think it would be cute because you guys could actually use it and like blah, 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 you know?
I think that's a cute little thing. So tell me about
girl shit. Now, this is about to be some mess.
Wait.
Okay. So obviously, I already told you the story.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to just get into the tea because we got a lot of tea to break down. But I went out this weekend.
And she's never out like that.
I don't go out really in LA anymore. Like I did when I was like in my early 20s, mid 20s, whatever. But like it's just the same. See the same people. It's just burnt out. It's like
high
school.
See the same people from literally like
400 years ago.
Literally. You see the same people when you was going out in 2020.
Girl, literally. So, okay. So I go out. My friend comes into town and like it's a bunch of us and we just go out. We go to a group and we end up going to, I'm meeting my friend there. We're meeting my friend there and we end up going to Nice Guy. And we get there before my friends get there. So he's like, oh, yeah, like y'all just go sit over with them, like blah, blah, blah. Like my people is already there. I see who his people is or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's a bunch of the L.A. bottle girls. Mm-hmm. And
I know them.
Yeah. The L.A. bottle girls and the L.A. promoters. And I'm like, I don't really care for them. Mm-hmm. Like, OK, back in the day, I'll be honest, like I've had physical altercations with like two of them. Okay. One of them caught naked in a bed with a boy that I was dating. One of them was like talking to my ex and like I just didn't like her because of that. It wasn't really nothing deep, but like we just have never liked each other for years, whatever. So it's just like old years, history, old, like we just never rocked with each other. So I see them all over there. I'm like, I'm not going to go over there. Let's just get our own table, do our own thing. So me and my homegirls, it's four of us. We go get a booth in Nice Guy. And keep in mind, this booth is hella small, okay? It's a small-ass booth, so it's four of us, and we're in there, you know? And it's not a big deal. Like, we getting our food, we getting our drinks, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we're sitting there, we're just talking, and this girl walks up. And it's me right here and then my homegirl on the inside of the booth and then my other two friends across from us. And this girl walks up and she's like, hey, girl, how are you? And my friend is looking like, oh, hey. Like, keep in mind, you could tell that she don't recognize
So
her.
You on that, so paint the picture.
I'm right here.
You're on the outside booth. The girl's on the inside of the booth.
Yeah, imagine you're just like this. I'm right here. My homegirl's right here. And this is the pathway to walking to the bathroom.
Yeah, and so the table's in the middle.
And the table's right here. Uh-huh. So the girl walks up right here and is like, hey, girl. And my friend's like, hey, girl. And the girl reaches over and hugs her and elbows me in the chest.
Like,
bro, yes, like hard. Like, oh bro, like she hits me hard as hell. And I'm like, kind of like, and then she just walks away. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, am I tripping? Like, did she just do that on purpose? Was that an accident? And, like, I'm looking at everybody, and everybody's like, that was weird as hell. And then I asked my friend, I'm like, who is that? She's like, I don't know who that is.
And mind you, she didn't speak to anyone else at the table. Like, no. That's very, even if I don't know somebody, I'm going to literally say hey to every single body. Right. I'll hug everybody and be like, hey, y'all.
Or at least just be like, hey,
yeah,
y'all. Be like,
hey, everybody. You know, like, just some type of, you
she
know,
didn't speak to anybody else at the table. She reached over me, elbowed me in the chest, and then walked away. And I was so like, what the hell? Ask my friend. I'm like, who is that? She's like, I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you sure you don't know who that is? She's like, I swear I do not know who that girl is. So I'm like, am I tripping? Was that not a weird interaction? And all my friends are like, that was very strange. Like, that was very odd. So I'm like, in my mind, now I'm starting to get irritated because I'm like, who is this girl? Why does she just put her hands on me? And why does she, like, is it, who is this? Is she temperature checking me? I had literally said to my homegirls.
Damn near, yeah.
Yeah, I literally said to my homegirls, I was like, did we share a man at some point? Like, I'm confused, which
in
is.
In LA, it do be over
right,
a man.
Right, it be like stuff like that. Yeah. So I'm like, all right. In my mind, I'm like, all right, I'm going to say something to her when she walks back from the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So she walks back from the bathroom. I'm like, excuse me. And she's like, yeah. Keep in mind, she has an attitude. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, what's your name? And she's like, Jazz. Keep in mind, I'm going to say everybody's name today. I don't give a fuck no more. I'm tired of covering up people's names. Her name is Jazz. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, how do you know her? Mm-hmm. Because in my mind, I'm like, she's telling me she don't know her. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking you a random girl. You just try to do some funny stuff and try to like temp check to see like, oh, I'm a try to be funny and bump into this girl. Like, you feel me? So she's like, oh, I know you from so-and-so. You did so-and-so tattoo. And my friend is like, oh, okay.
And who has tattoos?
My friend who did my back tattoo.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, yeah.
So she's like, oh, yeah, okay, like, I remember you, like, whatever. So I'm like.
Not well enough to be fucking right, not well bending over.
Yeah, and elbowing hitting everybody people hitting, on the yeah, table and, like, that, yeah. doing all that. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, well, I'm Winter. Like, because it's like, you walked up, was hella rude, hit me in the damn chest, didn't introduce yourself. Like, yeah, you temp checking, bitch. Here's the temperature that you asked for. It's hot. Like, don't play with me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm Winter. And she's like, okay. And walks away.
When she told me that, literally my mouth dropped. I was like.
Right. So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, that confirms it, that it was something. Because it's like, what do you have an attitude for? You just came and did all this weird stuff. And I'm like, who are you? What's your name? Okay, well, I'm Winter. Like, and everybody's looking like, this girl is weird as hell for just doing all that.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm confused with everyone. I would have been like, hi, I'm shy. I would have tried to like mediate it or something.
But why would you even reach over a whole human being in a tight ass space, hit them in the chest?
If I was with y'all, I would have been like, hello.
No, yeah, I'm saying like, why would she even like physically do that? Like, if you're saying hi to somebody across the table, wouldn't you just be like, hey girl, how you been?
Yeah.
And not all this extra shit. Like, what the?
And especially if I don't know you like that.
Right.
No,
like,
I'm not doing all
that. It's weird as hell. So, whatever. So the girl walks away. She's like, okay, whatever. Big ass attitude. We all like, oh my God. We all like, oh my God, like, what could this be? And she's like, that's so and so's girlfriend. Keep in mind, talking about some guy that I dated for this long. Quick. So in my mind, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, she tripping over this motherfucker. Like, I'm like, this cannot be real life because that man is not nothing to me. Like, never was in love with the man. Never, like, it was never that. Like, you feel me? So I'm like, that must be what the attitude was for. Like, maybe it's over this dude. You feel me? Like, and she's just weird. So I'm like, that's hella weird. But whatever. Keep in mind, she's with the group of people that we're supposed to be with. So I'm like, I'm going to have to see this girl probably later on. So like I thought. My homie's like, come on, y'all. Like, we all finna go to the club. We all get in the car, go to the club. We're walking, me, my homies, my homegirls, we all walking into the club. And I see that girl, Anna Mack, from Baddies. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And keep in mind, I don't even know who this girl is for real. Like, I didn't watch none of the episodes she was on. The only reason why I knew who the girl was because she had some tin foil ass Baddies chain on. And I remember she had talked about me on Twitter not long ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't even respond to the girl. All I did was tweet, I don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Because I literally don't know nothing about you, and I don't give a fuck about you. You know about me instantly. I've never heard of you. So I see the girl with the little raggedy baddie chain on, and I'm like, I see it, but I don't put the pieces together. And then her loud little yapper is like, where my sister Jazz? Where my sister Jazz? So now in my head, I'm like, keep in mind, she sees me coming, and she's asking, where my sister Jazz? Nah, because where my sister Jazz? Like, she's just a raggedy rodent. And I'm just like, okay, so does the girl Jazz have a problem with me because of this girl, or does she have a problem because of her man?
Now I'm confused. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is, but I know it's something. Yeah. You feel me? So now I'm like, all right, now I got my head on a swivel because I know that this is one of them little baddie, raggedy And now I'm like, I'm probably about to have to fight these girls. Like, yeah. I already know she has an issue with me off of Twitter or whatever the case, like, just because of the whole baddies BGC shit, whatever.
Where y'all at?
We're at Hyde.
Okay. So this is after the fact. Y'all at the club now?
Yes, we're at the club now. Look, we're walking into the club. So we get to the table, and it's me, my homegirls, and then Jazz and I guess Anna Mack walk up, and they're like in, like right here standing next to us. Keep in mind, my head is on a swivel, my ears are on alert. Like I'm hearing everything. Like, you gotta feel me? Like, keep in mind, I'm not no, like, I don't know what they thought it was. So the girl Anna Mack starts yelling some shit like, she ugly as f-. The ugliest, and I'm like, at first I'm about to be like,
mouth drops again.
Yeah, I'm about to ask this bitch who she's talking about. But then I think about it and I look at myself. I said, she can't be talking about
you
me.
You look so good. The red leather. You cannot.
Right. So once again, yeah. I get it. I'm like, I'm not even going to say anything because there's no way she's talking about me. And then I'm looking at her.
Because you're confident.
Yeah. I'm looking at her. It's not adding up. I'm like, okay, it can't be about me. Like, let me just drop it. Let me just keep my ear on a swivel. Like, you feel me? Whatever. So I'm like, cool. Keep in mind, it's still like we all getting there, like getting settled in type vibes. So the girl Jazz ends up right here, and my homegirl's in the middle of us, and the girl Jazz starts talking to my homegirl hella loud, like she wants me to hear. Not because your homegirl thought she was going to press me and this, that, and the third. So I can't let people talk about me in my face. You see how I am with it. I'm live and direct. Girl, I stopped you by that bathroom. I said, hi, what's your name? I don't do none of that weird shit. I'm not a weird bitch. Like, I don't do y'all for the internet. Oh, subtweeting this, that, and the third. I'm going to take it right to you every time. So I turned straight to her. I'm like, girl, nobody was trying to press you, but you walked up, reached over, and elbowed me in the chest hella hard. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, who you are. I don't even know who you are. And she's like, well, are you good? Are you good? I said, I'm great. Are you good? And she was like, I'm good too. I'm like, okay, so stay good. So stay good.
Like, you feel me? Too much in the class.
Like, right. And I'm like, I'm trying to like not spaz. You feel me? Yeah. Because I'm literally at this point, I'm shaking because you know you right there. When it's the you good start, get to going back and forth. Next thing going is hands.
You know, it's exactly.
So it's
and
like.
And you look way too good. You should have been like, you know, okay,
girl,
sorry.
What?
Let me not interrupt this, but I will never forget. I'm about to interrupt.
Wait, don't
but,
interrupt. Don't
okay,
interrupt.
Okay, damn.
Because we got to stay on the track. Then we'll talk about it. Because this whole story. So whatever. So like, I'm like, I'm gonna just drop it. She said, okay, she good. All right, stay good. So then she walks to like where the bottle girls are and stuff that I don't really rock with. Cause keep in mind, we're all at the same big ass table,
okay,
but they over here in this corner, they like, I'm like, I got the freaking like leprosy
where
or some shit.
I want to paint this
right
scene.
In the front where like those big ass tables are. So we're right here. We're on this side and they're on this half because table, whatever. Yeah. And, you know, they walk over there, the girl Jazz and Anna start going over there and talking to all the bottle girls, like telling the situation, like, yeah, all this shit. So I'm looking. Yeah. I thought you just said you was good. I'm looking. And, you know, the bottle girls in L.A. already look at me a type of way. Because when I was young, I was rowdy. I was smacking bitches, punching bitches,
doing all that. We've seen her fighting in the club before.
Exactly. So I used to do wild stuff, which I don't do anymore. I don't even go out. So I'm already knowing these girls are probably thinking, like, Winter's going to spaz. Like, I've seen this girl has slapped me before. Like, I already know it's going to be something. So I'm looking at the bottle girl looking, and she, like, looking like this, and I'm like, bro, I don't even want to be like this. You get what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm like, these girls are about to take me out of my freaking character, and I'm like, I'm trying to stay strong as hell because I feel myself. I'm like in my mind, like I'm about to go hit this girl upside the head with this damn bag, and I'm about to throw her over this couch, and I'm about to dog her ass behind this couch. I'm already have it planned and plotted in my head, like, and I know once I start plotting stuff in my head, it's gonna happen. I'm literally telling myself, like, don't do this. This is embarrassing, and it's embarrassing that the girl is over there acting like, oh, she's a victim, because I hear her like, oh, because she was trying to press me and da da da. Keep in mind, they don't know that she had just did all of that at freaking Nice Guy. So my homies are like trying to talk like chill.
She got men in it.
Yeah, she got the men in it.
That's
stuff.
How you know a bitch ain't gonna do nothing when she get other people involved. She, if you really want to sneak somebody, it's
girl.
Right.
So
there.
So she got the men in it and everything, and they're like, nah, just chill. And her and Anna's over there talking. No, because like, girl, then I start saying, so I'm like, shut up. Like, what are y'all talking about? Like, shut up. Like, like, I'm trying to chill now. I'm trying to just have a good time, bro. Like, I'm trying to not do all this.
You didn't tell me that part that you yelling, shut the fuck up.
Yes. While they're arguing with the men, I'm telling Millie, listen to what they're saying. I'm telling, because Millie's standing right there. The guys are right here, and then they're right here, like, no, because then, and I'm like, shut up. Like, all it's right, not yeah, even yeah. that. Like, y'all do too much. Like, you feel me? And I'm trying not to be embarrassing. I'm trying not to get into an argument. I see the security starting to look, you know, starting to be like, oh, are they about to be in a fight? Like, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I'm just going to keep it cute. Like, I'm going to just chill. So whatever. They stay over there. I stay over here. I'm like, it is what it is. Like, if y'all wanted to do something, y'all could have done something. But I mean, to me, they're whack as fuck. Like, just point blank. Like, y'all weird as fuck. Like, don't go outside poking at a bear and thinking that nobody's going to say nothing. Like, you get what I mean? And it's like, I just feel like, that want to take me out of my character. You get, because they want to be able to go back to the inner and be like, yeah, I got into this with Winter, and yeah, I fought her, and yeah, I punched her in the face, and it's like, bro, I'm not even on that type time. The whole reason why I don't even be around you bitches or be a part of what y'all got going on is because I am above y'all, and y'all like, it's like, when you see me out in public, you trying to drag me down to this little raggedy ass level, and I'm like trying to be mature, trying to stay out of it, trying not to fire on you, like, you get what I mean? So I mean, I am proud of myself how I handled the situation. Because I didn't put my hands on nobody.
Also, especially because you really, honestly, it's over some minuscule petty ass shit.
And I'm
really
like, I don't even know.
What's it over
for? Well, I don't know. Is it about your man or is it about your sister? I don't know. Yeah, who is it about,
girl?
Your
sister wouldn't be doing that if she was by herself, for one. So it's
girl,
like,
the girl is this big. She a chihuahua with a big ass mouth. Hella, like, just loud and obnoxious. Like, you know somebody who just want to, like, be loud and raggedy and wants you to hear and, like, wants you. And I'm, like, over here standing like the true bad bitch that I am. Like, girl.
Period. I was just about to say that. Honestly, shows true character when you literally, I know I look too good to be dealing with you at all. In no way, shape, or form. I'm too fucking pretty. I'm too bad. My face is too fucking nice. This is, no, I'm not about to do that. And I'll never forget. That's what I was going to say. But it's nothing crazy. But literally, I'll never forget when I first, I'm from, you know, I mean, I'm talking about I'm from, like, you don't know. From Louisiana. We used to fight. We had to get down all the time. I get down. I don't play. No, but literally, I would always be have to be on 10, have to be ready, put your head on, have your head on a swivel at all times. Normally, when I first came to LA, you know, Clark is beautiful. Just like it's beautiful. Just bad bitch. Just eludes this energy. So this girl was like, me and Clark were dancing and we accidentally were bumping into this girl. Which, mind you, we probably were a little too lit and bumping into, so the girl pushed us. So I was like, what's up, bitch?
Girl.
Clark literally did this. And this is kind of molded me in LA. Clark literally was just like, she literally disrespected the fuck out of this. She was like, look at you. She was like, baby. She was like, Clark. And she was like, shy, calm down real quick. She was like, baby, look at you and look at me. And then turned around and kept dancing. I would have beat the fuck out of Clark if I was that girl from that moment. But it's just a true reminder of, like, I'm too good to be fucking arguing with you.
It's just, I don't know. It's just raggedy. Like, it's just, I don't know. It just goes, it's just too much. I'm like, I don't even know why the fuck you guys are playing with me, like, what the issue is, like, whatever, like, y'all don't like me off of some dumb baddies internet shit. I'm a cool ass bitch, but, like, you're not about to temp check me. And I almost did let
temp checking is a thing.
I almost did let it go, and I was gonna just be like, I'm just not gonna say nothing to the girl, but I'm like, no, you touched me, and that's, like, where you went too far. Like, if you wanted to be funny and be like, hi, or wave or something, but you touched me, bitch. And, like, honestly, old me would have just took it there every time. Like, you get what I mean? And it's just like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that person. So I am proud of myself. I've been showing a lot of restraint in the last 4 months. There's been a couple people that I want to just knock their damn head off. And I really have been showing my freaking strength. And I'm really trying to stand on, I'm not getting into physical altercations. And I'm not, you know, going to be in the club arguing and doing
nothing. Who else you wanted to fight recently? We got it. Is that who?
I wanted to. Anyways, I'm proud of myself, but
I'm proud of you too, because honestly, it could have went completely different, and I would have completely understood. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, and it's just like, it's just annoying that I have to be like, now I got to be on 10 on my toes, like, and just be thinking of a plan of how I'm about to dog you, like, and it's just like, I don't even want to have to do that. I'm going to take some shots. Like,
but
you know?
It's normal. Like, remember when you told me how his shoulder's off, and he's like, man, I can't fight these niggas right now. Yeah. Just, you always got to think like that in these situations sometimes, especially because a lot of people haven't been introduced to the newer version of you, so they don't always try you. That's nothing but the devil.
And then also, like, I feel like it's embarrassing. It's low-key embarrassing for me because those bottle girls of LA already have this preconceived notion of me. It's like, I don't even want to show my ass, because I already know these girls don't like me and they judge me for being this person who I was when I was probably like 22 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't want to give these people what they're expecting from
me. Exactly.
Like, you get what I mean? So, whatever. That was that. Whack hoes, lame, pack it up.
I'm proud of you. I am. Honestly, in certain situations, I don't know. My head be on a swivel too, so I don't know how. Like, I am one to deflect situations, but when shit be too out of hand, I'd be like, I'm quiet in the cut. I'm like, what we about to do? You know what I'm saying? I'd be ready for whatever. So I don't know. I could.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I was texting Millie. Millie was like, I'm about to go to the bathroom. As soon as Millie walked away to the bathroom, that was when the girl started talking to Alana, talking about, because your friend pressed me. I said, come back right now. Because I'm thinking, I'm about to have to bomb on her. I literally text her, come back right now. Like, and I know I'm with a couple of my homegirls who not really like that.
Yeah.
You feel me? me. So I'm like, I need to tell my homegirl who can get like that to be right here with me.
It's no one-on-one in the club. Just no.
Girl, I'm picking up. If y'all bitches jump me, bitch, I'm picking up bottles. You going to the hospital, bitch.
There's everywhere. Right. Anytime I'm in an awkward situation, I'd be like, all right, what can I pick up?
Girl, you know I love to throw something. I'll throw something at somebody's head.
I'm kicking. You know me. I'm Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, but I don't know. That went on. I hope they seek help, and I hope that she gets a better baddies chain, because that shit sucks.
I'm crying.
And I don't even wear chains, but like, girl, if you gonna go hard. Anyways.
Very true. What else happened? That's it? For the most part?
Yeah, that was pretty much. That was just like the most like little raggedy tea of the week.
It is. And you know what's crazy?
What? I wish you were there. Nah, we would have been fighting if you was there. Because
sometimes I can de-escalate a situation. It depends on if someone's going crazy.
They were disrespectful.
If someone's going crazy, I'd be like, I would be very calm. I'd be like, so what y'all want to do?
Girl, I'm telling you, as soon as that girl started saying, are you good? I was like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, now we're about to fight.
She good?
No, we would have fought Shy. I know we would have, because I know how Shy gets too when she's mad. She acts like she would just de-escalate. She get there too.
No, yeah, I do get there sometimes.
So it's like,
but honestly, first of all, I'm grown now. I would have been like, security.
That's what I did. And I made them put them over there. Like, I was like, push them over there or kick them out. Like,
I love a good kick out. I love a good kick out.
And I really could have, I honestly, real. But enough on the topic.
Shout out to my old bottle server.
No, why did I say something like that on my Finsta and Taylor gonna go, be nice to my friends? I said, tell your friends to get out the club, pack it up. Like, Jesus Christ, y'all. The same bottle girl's been in LA since before Christ.
Like,
literally.
Ruby Rose, when she tweeted, she was just like, you messing with the wrong nigga. Why am I looking at a 33-year-old bottle server page?
I'm telling you, like, bro, like, it's too much. But in other news.
In other news? What's the other news?
There's a lot going on in the media right now.
We have been actively looking for someone to redo our logo. Why we don't even have our note cards? Because I'm we've been looking for someone to, like, change this. And, like, not a Canva queen, someone who's really, like, a graphic designer. And it's been actually hard. Because I thought we found somebody, but I don't know. I don't know. But whatever. So we don't have our cards yet. That's why. But I don't know. The Diddy thing.
But also, I feel like we could just go off the dome with this episode. There's so much going on.
There is a lot going on.
Like, you know, there's just so much going on. But, yeah. So obviously everybody has been seeing in the media, did he do it or did he not? Did the diddler do the do? No. But I mean, I've been getting obviously a lot of comments and stuff, like on my pictures and on my posts, which is kind of annoying. Some of them are funny, I'm not gonna lie, because you know I love to crack a good joke, whatever, but it's just a lot.
What have they been saying?
You know, they're, like, talking about, like, oh, look, they got your raggedy ass ex in handcuffs, finally. Like, oh, look, oh, I'm so happy you got away from that family and all this. Like, whatever. And it's, like, I don't know. It's just, I got a lot of backlash on the podcast last time we talked about the whole Diddy and Cassie thing, because I kind of, like, held my tongue on it. And people do feel like they're entitled to your personal business and personal things that you have gone through. And it's like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I have gone through a lot of stuff involving the Combs family. Like, I'm not going to lie. I really have. But it's my shit to talk about. Like, just because y'all are invested in, like, this internet shit doesn't mean I have to talk about it. But from my perspective, what I will say is that I feel bad. Like, I feel bad for the kids. Obviously, like, Justin and Christian are getting, you know, the house raided while they're there and, like, hauled out in handcuffs.
Yeah.
And, like,
And they may not even have anything to do. It's just being detained in that situation right there.
Right. And, like, you know, it's just messed up because I don't think that Justin is necessarily a bad person in his heart. Is he a bad person in his heart? He's not a bad person in his heart, but I'm not going to lie. Who he has become has been somebody that I don't really necessarily recognize. And I do kind of like, I see that being because of like the people that he keeps around him. You know, there's a lot of enablers in the industry. When you're around, you know, somebody with a lot of money, like you kind of become a yes man.
Yeah.
And like, I saw that happen to him from like early young ages to now. And like, I do see it definitely affecting his life in like a lot of really negative ways. So it sucks that it's gotten to this point, but I can't say that I'm surprised at all.
But when she first sent me that, because I didn't know what was going on with the Diddy Diddler at all. And when we seen Justin in handcuffs, I was like, no, I don't believe that. And the first thing you said automatically was like, I don't believe that. Like, the sex trafficking part of it.
Yeah, no, I don't believe
when
that.
When you meet him, in, like, you never know what somebody's, what, like, deep, dark, secreted closet shit is. Mm-hmm. But when you just meet, like, you really just don't get that energy from Justin.
Yeah, he's not a bad person, but there are qualities about him that he does. I think that he just picks up from his environment. And, like, you know, it's kind of hard to say that because now he's a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
But, like, imagine your parent, you know, being who he is and, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, Diddy is not like a regular dad. Like, you feel me? Like, he's cool, like, still partying and like shit like that. Like, obviously, we see everything that's coming out. Like, he's still partying. And like, I've obviously seen that from a very young 20 years old. So 10 years ago, I knew that. And it's like still going on. He's just like fucking wild.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's crazy. But like, I do feel bad for Justin and I do feel bad for Christian. But I do hope that this like opens up their eyes to, you know, see that like you need to be more careful about the company you keep and like get these motherfuckers away from me because I'm not gonna lie, I have gotten crazy DMs from.
But what about if the company is their own parent?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I can't really speak on that because I'm not gonna lie. Like, I've never like partied with his dad. Like, I have had interactions that are not necessarily, I guess, pleasant, but it had nothing to do with like partying or like any of the stuff that people are talking about. I've seen it on my own account. I've seen the people that he keeps around. This is the company that you fucking keep. And it's like, you need to figure out who you are and like where you want to be in life because you see how this shit is crumbling around you. Yeah. Like, be a good person, be a better person. Like, you went to fucking UCLA, bro.
Yeah.
Like, figure your shit out. And I feel bad. Like, I do feel bad for them, but hopefully this is just like an eye-opening experience.
So yours is more, your feeling bad is more towards like the family side of it.
Yeah, I just feel bad. But also, I mean, karma is very real. And like, I definitely do think that this is a big helping of karma. And you can't be evil to people. You can't just go around doing whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
You can't fuck people over and put people in terrible, scary situations and think, oh, nothing is ever going to affect me because I have money and I have fame and I have power. And honestly, I'm happy that a lot of shit in Hollywood is falling apart because there is a lot of stuff that the women like us have to go through even just living out here. Like, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And might seem off topic, but like, I see, you know, the fall of like the Dan Schneiders and the Brian Peck, I think his name Peck, Kemp, whatever. And like, I see all the fall of that and I'm like, great, finally, can the abuse in Hollywood be put to rest?
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at like the Diddy thing and like, I know that everybody's hyper fixated on him right now, but like, I just can't help to think like, when are y'all gonna put Trey Songz in jail? Like, when are we going to, like, focus on the shit that matters? You get what I mean? Like, the people who are, like, actively beating and raping women in Hollywood and then just, like, brushing it off because they're fine and they're sexy. Like, you get what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, the same way I felt about Justin when we first seen the sex trafficking thing, I've been around Trey Songz plenty of times, too, and he's never given me those vibes. But like, he's never done anything disrespectful, never made me feel weird or anything, you know, nothing like that. So it's just like everybody has their own personal interactions with these people.
Yeah.
But it seems like after a while, when the same things are being said, when it's repetition with multiple different women, it's just like, okay, maybe this is something we should probably really look into.
I mean, I feel like that's the most dangerous thing about like abusers is that you can be a sweet, charming person to 100 people, but that doesn't mean that you didn't do what you did to, you know.
Yeah.
5 people, 15 people, like that doesn't take away from you being abuser. That just takes away from their personal experience. And like, that's another way that abusers get enabled is because they're like,
like a Dr. Jekyll,
they have, yeah, they have people in their corner like, well, he never did it to me. Well, I never seen it. And I'm not going to lie, I was friends with Trey Songz for years and he never did anything to me either. And then one day he did. And he put his hands on me and I never talked about it. This is the first time I've ever talked about this publicly. I really don't give a fuck anymore. He put his hands on me, scared the fuck out of me, and I never said anything. I never went to the police. I never answered the lawyer's calls when they was calling. I never tried to get some money out of it because at the time it was girls settling for $100,000, $200,000, and I never did it. In 2020, I had, when that girl came out saying that he raped her, I had her lawyer like reach out to me and was like, we're getting this stuff together and like we want you to be a part of it. And I was like, I can't be a part of it. But like now kind of where I am in my life is like, I'm tired of letting abusers get away with so much shit. Like, it's old as fuck. And like, there's plenty of them in Hollywood. There's plenty of people that need to be behind fucking bars. Like, lock them the fuck up.
So when did that happen?
2018.
I can't believe you're talking about this. I got sweaty just now.
I know, me too. I've never talked about it. It's a very scary thing. I never talked about it. And I remember I was like not ever going to talk about it because I was still trying to do music.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't want this to affect my career. Yeah.
Which a lot of women have to deal with. And like, even when we've seen the documentary, it's just like, I don't want speaking out about this to affect my career negatively, which is very unfair. And that's what they use as a scare tactic.
I mean, I had TMZ like calling my manager because like, and trying to talk to me and trying to have conversations with me. And I was like, no, I will not. Like, I will not.
How did people find out about, like, how did anyone
know? I don't
really know
how they found out exactly, but I was with a group of friends when it happened. They didn't see it happen, but I had went and got in the car with them after, and I was like, I had like marks on my neck and scratches on my neck, all my nails were broken, my hands were bleeding, my knees were scraped up and shit. So they had seen everything, and obviously I told the girls what just happened in that moment, and I just chose to never say anything. I never wanted to be judged for that, I guess. And like, also it was just like, you really have no position of power. And that was before people were coming out about it. So it's like, I would have just been looked at as a liar off the top.
How did that interaction, that altercation even happen?
And here's another thing. I don't know if he was like under the influence of anything or whatever the case may be, but the next day after it happened, he tried to text me and gaslight me and was like, oh, I don't know what you think happened. Like, you were drunk and you hit me.
And that's
lying.
What would have made me go right to...
No, and I have...
No, you got...
And I'm telling you, like, I literally have the screenshots of the text right here because I was just thinking about it before we sat down, which is why I'm even talking about it. And I have the text and I was like, you are not going to, like, trick me and play with my mind. I know what you did to me and you're not going to convince me otherwise. Keep in mind, this is at the point after I did Bad Girls Club. I knew my word had no weight because I'm on a TV show fighting. I'm looking like a violent person. So... It's like that also gives people a way to twist it and say, oh, she's always getting into shit. She's crazy. Yeah. Everybody knows she crazy. And that, you know, takes away your experience when you have this bad rep for being like a crazy bitch, basically. Yeah. So never talked about it, never did anything. And then years later, he had ended up apologizing to me. And I'm not going to lie, like even after, like just the way that the situation was manipulated was like, okay, maybe he was going through something. Maybe he was on drugs or whatever the case may be. And like, oh, he apologized. So like now he recognizes his behavior, like whatever. And I'm not going to lie. I did forgive him. And I really didn't like firmly sit in it. Like I'll never fuck with him again or be cool with him again until I saw that girl. I think her name was... Dylan, she was one of those girls, those twin girls who play basketball, super pretty girl. She came out on New Year's Day and was like, Trey Songz are me. And I was like, you know what? I'm not tripping. And I don't know why I ever forgave this man because he's done it to too many women and I'm one of them. Like, you get what I mean? So
in that situation, do you see why people speak up later on in the Diddy case and in all those other cases? Because like out of
yes, 100%. I mean, I think like with the Diddy thing, like of course people are coming out the cuts with their stories because Cassie gave them a voice.
Yeah,
it's scary dealing with people in positions of power, especially when you have your own stuff going on, because you will be tied to this shit for the rest of your life. You will be the girl who, got beat up by so-and-so. You will be the girl who was in a relationship with this person and this happened to you and, these were your experiences. Like, you will forever have that mark on you. And then you have to deal with the outside world of people who are fans who are like, they would never do that. Yeah. What do you mean? They would never do that. And it's like, yes, they would. Yeah. And yes, they do. And we see it all the time in Hollywood. I've seen so many men beat on women who y'all sit up there and gas up.
Yeah.
Like literally, and y'all give these men all this power because they're famous. And it's like,
I do have a question. Do you think, because the Chris Brown conversation goes on over and over again.
Yeah.
And I just had this conversation with an Uber driver randomly.
Right.
About Chris Brown and the Rihanna situation and how he's like, you know, this happened when he was young and how like Rihanna was really beating his ass and he just flashed out.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody should just give him grace now. Do you feel like men can learn from their mistakes and be different or like a better example now if years have passed?
I mean, you know what, to me it's crazy. I mean, like, I've been friends with Chris in the past, like whatever the case may be, and like, you know, people obviously be on Chris really hard because of like the Rihanna situation, which 100% you're dead
ass
wrong.
She's a miracle sweetheart. Yeah,
yeah, like you're dead ass wrong, but like I know for a fact that Trey Songz is way worse, and like Chris gets even more backlash than Trey does. But I don't really know what be going on with Chris. Like, I know, like, you know, it's LA, be partying, whatever the case may be. But I personally don't know of it. Like how you said, I've never seen any situations of him like being mean or crazy or any of those things like at all. But
Chris Brown house parties used to be the thing.
So lit, literally.
At like 24? Yeah, what? Literally. Every weekend.
Literally.
And, you know, it reminds me of Diddy too, because like that's where I met Beyonce. Right. I met Beyonce at a Diddy party. I met Kobe at a Diddy party. Yeah. I met Queen Latifah, Mary J. Like, we've gone to these Diddy parties. Now, mind you, I don't know what happens after those Diddy parties. Yeah. Like, you know, what goes on afterwards. Right. But, like, it was the hottest thing to go to. It was the hottest thing to do was to go to a Diddy party. And it's just, like, to me, what I look at it as from a standpoint, first of all, black people can't take nothing seriously. I was laughing at all of the tweets and everything.
I'm not gonna lie,
they're hilarious. Yeah. I'm sorry. They are funny. Diddly did or do it or not. Like, those are hilarious. Those are things. Yeah. And like the Carisha getting involved with it.
Right.
But when you look at like the, when you really read like the rap sheet, the damn, like like the pages, 70 pages, like I go on TikTok and go on a deep dive. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, this is some real deep, dark shit.
Yeah.
But what I was saying earlier,
I mean, that's years of shit.
Years, you know what I mean? That's like, what I'm saying. That's years of shit that is coming out that makes me sad. And it's just like, what I was going to say is like the demise. And we said this actually the last episode, like when a black person, when they're finally up, we discredit their aggression because they're black. And so I look at it from a standpoint of like, how can I say this without sounding racist? Like, you
what?
Know, when you see like a black serial killer, you're like, damn, he black. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, that's usually like somebody else's
race. Right.
You know
what I'm saying? Right.
So you think of it like it's kind of like disheartening when it's like a black man in power who has probably lifted people up and probably have, you know, like encouraged black youth in some way, shape or form. So it's sad to see the demise, basically what I'm saying, of like a black man in that position and what he did with that position. It's just hurtful and it's sad to me.
I agree. I definitely agree. Like, you don't want to see those things, especially like people with so much power and so much money. It's like, you know, you don't want to see it, but power and money are the root of all evil. So only evil can come, like, you know, so I don't know. It's just,
which
it's
is sad,
a lot.
And it sucks.
It's a lot, and it sucks. And like I said, I feel bad. I feel bad for his family. Like, I feel bad for all of the kids that are having to be involved in this shit. And like, it just sucks.
And it's also like the victims. And honestly, to me,
yes, of course. And the victims, I don't really know. I don't. Yeah. I'm not really like knowledgeable on any like of the victims or anything like that. But like, so I can't really speak from that standpoint. But I don't
said
really
it was
know.
A whole bunch of gay activities.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. But
you're crazy.
A little Diddy freak fest going on.
The
but
freak
it's
offs
not,
is crazy. Like
funny.
I never. I don't know. I never see no freak off.
Look,
but
that's what I'm saying. Like, you, there's so many different levels and layers to it. But it's like I know that. I know Diddy's lawyers are working overtime. I read the most recent statement. It was just like these, like his name is still clear, and like 50 Cent. Of course, I would never want to have beef with him because he do not
never,
let shit go.
Never. Yeah, I wouldn't either.
He's like the diddler did it because there's no way that all those people are coming up there with that situation.
Yeah.
Without any type of proof. And you see all the conspiracy theories, too, of people being like, he's just going to be the scapegoat for everybody else who's up there in higher power.
Yeah.
He's going to be the one to take the downfall of it, like to be the face of the downfall.
I hope that these situations
bring clarity to a lot of other people.
No, I hope it brings reality and checks a lot of the people in large positions of power in Hollywood to be like, you know what? Maybe let me not think I can do whatever the fuck I want to whoever I want. You get what I mean? So hopefully they just, you know, this influences people to just, you know, be better people.
Yeah.
You know? Don't beat on people. Don't sexually assault them. Don't drug them. Don't, you know, do all of these things.
Because there's consequences
there's
to consequences every action.
There's consequences to your actions. So, I mean, I don't know what's true and what's not in that situation. Yeah. I spoke my piece about it. I feel bad. People aren't and feel like they're entitled to like all of my nitty gritty details, but I don't feel like I have to give all my nitty gritty details. And I just said a lot of shit right now that I've never talked about.
Yeah, and you honestly, I mean,
I didn't
you're
even think.
You're still a fucking person. You still have to respect you as a human being. Yeah. At the end of the day, you have feelings, you have emotions. I'm surprised you brought up the Trey Songz thing. I know. Yeah.
You knew about that.
I knew about that, but I didn't know you were going to speak about it in that detail. You told me right before we got on here, you was like, I might bring up Trey Songz. I was just in my head like, oh,
and I don't the think reason why I thought to bring it up was just because I was thinking about it on the way to filming, and I was just like, I am tired of like shutting my mouth all the time, like, and like I've let a lot of people do a lot of fucked up things to me, like I'm not gonna lie, like a lot of things that I have been like, just because I think it's like your culture, the culture you grow up in is like, don't snitch, don't tell on people, you know, and I think like that's just a toxic thing, and I don't know, I think that maybe if I kind of tell a little bit of my truth, it will do what Cassie did for a lot of people, and like you know, give them the strength too, because it's just like, when is it gonna stop? Like, when does that shit end? Like, you get what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that.
Eddie K.
No, I'm proud of you. I'm happy that you did share that, because I know that it has been a weight on your shoulder for a while.
A long time, many years. And I've never said anything about it. I literally have in the screenshot text, you're lucky I'm not a police ass bitch, and blah, 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 all this stuff. And just being gaslighted over the years and not wanting to say nothing, being scared of like if people found out, and being mad when people would see stuff about him on Twitter and be like, no, he wouldn't do that. I would have friends that would be like, no, that's not true, bitches is lying, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, y'all don't even
know. I'm never gonna discredit a woman and her, you know, I mean, well, there do be some bitches that be lying sometimes.
Oh yeah, of course.
I'm never going to automatically assume that they are. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I'm a woman. Yeah. You know?
Right. Well,
what do you think will come from that?
I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. This episode drops today, so.
Yeah, it does.
Ain't actually. No time to second guess it.
Yeah.
This is what it is, y'all.
Well, I'm happy that you spoke about it. I really am, because, I mean, hopefully it brings clarity to other women who have probably gone through the same experience and who felt the same way you did but couldn't come out and say anything about it.
Yeah. And, yeah, I think that is a great message for the pod. This was a real messy episode. What? We all over the place with the tea. Hey, we knew it was going to be kind of tea, though. But, yeah, we just hope that you guys, lessons of the day, don't fuck up your credit. Don't let these girls take you out your character. Quit that fighting stuff. It's not cute. Quit letting these people get away with doing whatever they want to you. Believe women.
Yes.
And stop letting crazy abusers in Hollywood get away with everything.
Yes, I agree with that 1,000%. Like Cat Williams said, 2024 will be the downfall of, he said a lot of stuff.
What?
Pedophilia? I don't know.
Interesting episode. I love you.
I love you.
Let's stay strong through this episode.
Stay strong.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all. We hope you enjoy. Let us know what you think in the comments below.
Bye.
Bye.